8th parak of Zvachim, Mishnah Yudbeis, 12th Mishnah. Chatos shekibel dama v'shnei koisis. He received the blood of the chatos with two koisis. Yotzeh memlechutz. One of them went outside of the azoro. Still a pnimi kosher. Doesn't pass all the rest of the dam. Nichnaseh v'fnim. One of them went into the Beis HaMikdash, and we said before that that passes the dam. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Marsha Bechitzen. He says, since it was in two cups, it only passes that dam, doesn't pass all the other Kabbalah. Chachom Poislam, they say it passes the entire Kobin. A Kobin that some of its dam went into the Beis HaMikdash. Even the left, the dam that was left is possible. We pointed this out before. You have two ways of passing this blood, by the blood going out of the Azara or going into the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Chayri is saying that going out of the Azara is more stringent than going into the Beis HaMikdash, because going out of that Azara, if you think even to do that, pass the Kolban. If you think to bring the blood inside the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't pass it. So he says, taking it out, which even the thought of it passes the Kolban, but if you took some of the blood out, the remaining blood is still kosher. So Mokum Shem Achshob says Bifnim, the Mokum, which is inside the Beis HaMikdash, which if you think to bring the blood into the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't pass the Kolban, and it didn't surely nasis and Meshul Kenichnas, it will not pass the rest of the Kolban as if the entire blood went in. That should be the Din, which is Rabbi Yisagli's opinion that if part of the blood went in, it doesn't pass the rest of the blood. Yeah. Okay, that's his var. Lamai said the Chacham disagree. Nichnas the kaper, afa pisha lo kipa posum. That if it was nichnas, he brought the blood into the Dir Rabbi Eliezer. If he brought the blood into the Beis HaMikdash, even though he did not actually sprinkle the blood in the Beis HaMikdash, that's enough to pass it. The mere fact the blood went into the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon oimer ad shiach kaper. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it only passes till he actually sprinkled the blood in the Heichel on the Mizbech, on the Pereiches, whatever. Rabbi Yudah oimer, im hichnas shoyge kosher. Rabbi Yudah says, if you did it, it is kosher. The only time being mafless and dam inside is possible, and that's the halacha. That's the way the Rambam passes. Kol adomim apsudim shenichnas al gav mizbeach lahutza hasis hatzitz. Sorry. Kol adomim shapsudim shenichnas al gav mizbeach lahutza hatzitz. If you have damned possible for because it was yaitze or the wrong machshavas that you had, even though the kohen gadol has a tzitz on his forehead, that does not help to make the korban kosher. Elu al tome. In the case that the problem was that it was tome, and they sprinkled the blood, if the kohen gadol had his tzitz, it is meratzim, which means the korban is a kosher korban, even though the dam was tummy. The korban is mechapesh. It says meratzel atoma ve meratzel yoytze. That tzitz makes this ritzui that the korban is mechapesh. If the only problem the korban had was tumah, but if it had a problem of yoytze, it does not help.